All right. Okay. So we'll have to just correct over here the pshat. We got the pshat wrong on the last case over there. It goes like this on the Chaf Avon Beis. It says Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei the Rav Apamim Shafilu Noflu Nami Chayev Mishkachas La Bekosel Ra'ua. Okay, with a weak wall. Okay. My nihu de iboile lasuke daite de nofil archi. I don't know how Rashi, I don't understand how you work it out with Rashi, with the bitmia. I'm not sure what the bitmia is doing. But, de iboile lasuke daite? I don't know. De nofil archi. Archi means a brick. That was you should have thought, you should have realized that since the wall is weak, I guess the animal could have knocked over the wall, and the wall would have fallen down. So then the Gemara says, "Sof sof lo nofal archi, v'nofal inu." But in the end, the wall didn't fall, and he fell. So that's tichilas of b'pshia v'sof ha'bones. So that goes back to the problem of being tichilas of b'pshia v'sof ha'bones. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha b'kosel tzar." But that's the question. If the pshia was in terms of the wall, now as if you took the animal up there, and it could have knocked something off of the wall, off of the roof to hit the ground, so that's a tchilas of the pshia. And then if it fell, that would be sofa bonus. So it's interesting, even though it's different things, slightly different things. One is the animal would have pushed something off, that would have been a pshia. And its falling is an onis. The Echronim wonder why they don't bring this case down la'alocha. This case is not brought down la'alocha. But
why should they?
It's a case thing. Well, they skip this case where it's a little bit different. It's where it's two different objects.
No,
because we hold tchilas of b'shiyah of sof bonus is chayav. So it should have been brought down as one of the cases of tchilas of b'shiyah of sof bonus.
No, the fact
if
that
the b'shiyah is that
the fact that the wall might fall is irrelevant.
No, that's the b'shiyah. The b'shiyah is the animal could have knocked over the wall. That would have been a b'shiyah. He took the animal up and he left it on a wall, on a roof that has a weak wall that it could bump into and push off. Then that would be a b'shiyah to everything that's below it. And if Lamaisa, that didn't happen, and an onus occurred, you should still be chayiv. I guess according to Rashi, you have to learn the Shakla Vatari like this. Bikoso ra'ua, and the Gemara's Havamina was it thought that the animal would fall. So it says, my ni udi boile lasuki daite? You think it's gonna, the animal, he should think that the animal would fall? So then he goes, no, de nofal archi. He should be worried that he's going to knock off the brick. And then the Gemara says, no, sof lo nofal archi. But in the end, the archi didn't fall, the nofal ihu, and he did fall. That chilas of b'shiyah sof bonis. Okay, yeah. So let's start with the Gemara and then Beis. So the Gemara says like this, discussing the proper way to be. To guard money. Okay, the Gemara goes through different methods over here in the beginning of the Gemara. And in the end, the Gemara basically says the best way to guard money is by burying it. Because the Ganavim won't find it that way. And it protects it from fire. So that's the best way to protect money.
But they have the sticks.
They have the sticks. So, okay, so you put it in the wall, wherever you put it in. They have different places they keep trying to hide it. In the ceiling, in the wall, in the ground. But basically, there's a method of protecting the money that you would protect it from fire and from theft. Okay, so let's take the case of here. Hahu gavra de ifkid zuzi gabi chavre. So you have a guy, a Membez Amalaf and Bab Metzia, and he deposited money with his friend. Os vinu bitsarifa de orvani. So where did his friend place them? In a bias katon ogol. In a small round house. Kimin gova. That's like a little hat. She'osin sayade ofos la'arov. So it's like a little bird trap. Okay? De'orvani. Shel arovahaya. It's a little, what would you call that?
A cot.
No. What do you call it? It's a little willow basket. It's like a little basket woven out of myrtle branch. Not myrtle, willow. Right? A little bird trap. Basically, it's a small container made out of flammable material. Okay?
No, it just seems weird if you put it in a bird cage.
Sure does. Okay, but it's a good hiding spot, Raj. Yes. You don't look for money in a bird cage, as the saying goes. So, what happened? So he says, Ignov. They were stolen. Yeah. They were stolen. Okay, Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Afal Gav Dilin Ganavi Nati Rusahi. Even though that was a sufficient Shmira for theft, Le'inyan Nura Pshiusahi. But in terms of fire, it's a, he is a delinquent in the Shmira. Okay. So therefore, he's a tchilas of a pshir and a sofa bonus. Rashi, afagav d'l'in ganavi netirusahi afilu belo kivura. Even if he hadn't buried the money, it still is considered a good shmira for geneva. She'ein ganavim holchem sham lignov she'ein mamon matzli sham. So it's a good hiding place for money, because people don't, Ganavim don't go there to find money in these little spots. So it's considered a good Shmira for money, but it's not a safe place to keep it from fire. Correct? So therefore, it's Tchilasa B'Pshia, Shema Tipol Sham Deleka, V'Nimtza Pasha Shelo Kavron. So what does Rashi mean over here? It's tchilas of the pshia because maybe a fire would have fallen. So what's the v'nimtza? This is the important part. V'nimtza pasha shelo kavron.
He could have buried it.
So now he's a posheya because he didn't bury them.
Why is that a posheya? Meaning
the Gemara says earlier, Shmuel says k'safim ein lem shmira ela b'karka. That's the highest form of shmira. It's a kesef. It usually is.
And there can't be any poshia.
Well, then you can never.
You can never be 100%. You can never 100% prevent anything from happening to the object. I mean, even this safe that holds the Torahs is a 4-hour fire safe. So if there's a fire that burns for 4 hours, this farm will be protected. But if there's a fire that burns for 6 hours, it won't be protected. So you're saying I'm a poshea? You say we're a poshea because we didn't get a 6-hour fire rated safe? Because you can't ever, you're never going to be, if you get a 6-hour, so maybe there'll be an 8-hour fire. Ain't the devil so. Right? But there's a certain standard of care that you have to meet. And you don't have to guarantee results, but you have to act with diligence, right? Not with negligence. That's the word I'm looking for. Correct? Business law, Ariel. As you owe a duty of care, and if you would have, so once again, if he would have what buried it, the fact that he put it in this bird cage is a good shmira legabe geneva. But he's not a shomer legabe geneva. What is he a shomer for? He's a shomer on the safekeeping of the object. Geneva is one of the things that can happen to the object, but that's not the only thing that can happen to the object. So that's why Rashi emphasizes, since he could have buried it and it would have protected it from fire as well, we can say he's in general a poshea. You understand? We'll say, in terms of his shmira, he's lacking. He's a poshea. We don't break it up into, when I give you money, I'm not high giving you two separate jobs. Watch it from Geneva and watch it from fire. Yes, yeah, fire insurance and theft insurance. Your job is to keep it safe. You have to protect it from all of the hazards. If you protected it from half of the hazards, you did not do your job. Right? So that's why Rashi says, Nimtza posha. He is, in general, a posheya, because he didn't bury it. Okay? Therefore, we'll say, even though it was sofa ba'ones, sherei nignevu, gneva l'shomer chinam onesu, a shomer chinam is pater from gneva, we'll still say he's chayev. Right? Vika damri, afagav delinyan nurab shiusahi, linyan ganavi, nitirusahi, utsklosab shiuf, sofa ba'ones pater. Okay, so it's a question. It's a question, and it's in Ibai. The Gemara seems to conclude Tchilas Pshiyus Sof Bonis is Chayev, but there are two sides. Okay, Rashi says it's a Machlokas Amorayim. Rabbi Yosef was Abaye's Rebbe. Rabba and Rav Yosef were Abaye's Rebbe's. Okay, so what do you say over here? So let's see if we can get a basic idea in the question of Tchilaso b'pshiyah v'sofa bonis. Should he be chayev or should he be pater? It's an interesting question.
In this case.
I mean, obviously the Gemara in Lamed Vav goes into it like a finer tooth comb. Because it breaks down more details about each side. But can you just get a general approach, or do you have to wind up with one of those two initially? So Tosus adds in one qualification over here, right? On the bottom Tosus, he says, V'dafka heicha sheyachol lihios sheha'ones lo hoya na'are im lo pasha b'tchila. Says the only time we say tchilaso b'pshiyah v'sofa bonis is chayav is if it's possible that the ones would not have occurred if the pshiyah hadn't without the pshiyah in the first place. Oval pasha bo v'yotzos la'agam u'meso pater demalchamovas malihochamalihosam. All right, so you could argue he's just going to Tosus, but. He says, "V'tzarach lomar d'tzarifa d'orva nihavishmir ma'alya lezuzi l'inyan ganavi kimo karka lachi kari l'inyan ganavi ones." So you must say that it's a good shmir in terms of geneva. Otherwise, that's why he's considered an ones. So then, why would it be over here that if it wouldn't have been for the pshia of the fire, it wouldn't have gotten stolen? Why is that the case?
Can you read the question?
Now, Tosus seems to say that the only time we say Tchilas B'Shiva Sof Bonis is Chayav is Heicha Sheyochol Lihios, where it's possible, Sheha'ones Lo Haya Na'are Im Lo Pasha B'Tchiva. That the theft, in our case, the ones would not have occurred had he not been a Poshea initially.
Well, because then the ones and the Pshiva.
Ones means where you did a good Shmira and it occurred anyway. That's the definition of ones.
Yeah, but if we're saying that it had to have occurred.
I mean, logically, without the Machlokas, logically you would say that what would make a person Chayav? Two things. It would seem logically you should need two things in order to be Chayav. Right? One is you lacked in your duty of care. Right? You were negligent in your responsibility, and that caused the damage. Right? I mean, there has to be a failing in your responsibility, and the consequence of that had to have been the damage. If you didn't fail in your responsibility, you're an onus. And if your failure didn't cause any harm, then why should you be responsible for it? It's not you. Right? That's why Tosus is saying, even the side that says, Tchilaso v'pshiyah v'sofa bonis is chayav, it has to be worked out some way that you can still relate the onus to the pshiyah. In some way you can say that, yochol liyos sheha'ones lo haya na'ara, right? Im lo pasha betchila, right? So that's, for instance, Rava. He's taking like Rava's side of the equation on Lamed Vav is, it's true I was a posheya, But Malach HaMavis, Maliyach HaMaliyosam. Right? This is true, it's a poshe in terms of theft, but the onus of death doesn't favor any particular place. So it's completely unrelated. My pshia is completely unrelated. But my question is, before we get sucked into Lamed Vav, is there just a basic approach we can take, or is that impossible? You just have to pick a side on Lamed Vav. Or is there like a more abstract, general idea that we can go to without locking in yet a Bayi or Rava on Lamed Vav? Just out of curiosity. Yeah. Alright, the only thing we could say is like a general question, it seems, if we wanted to just pose a general structure to the question of Tchilas HaPshiyah V'Sof HaOnes without getting into the details yet, just making a preliminary observation, it seems that the guys here are proposing, the question is, do we look at the Shmira as one unified responsibility, or can we break it down into individual Maisei Shmira? Now, does the Pshia on one render the Gavra of the Shomer as a Poshea, and then anything that results from that is under Pshia? Or can we sort of compartmentalize his jobs and say, okay, Legabi this, he's a Poshea, Legabi that, he's not a Poshea? So one doesn't color the other. Now, do we look at it as two? He's charged with separate responsibilities. Adam is more the Olam. He's charged with separate responsibilities. Okay, it seems like you have to sort of. That's sort of just like factually putting the halacha into some sort of categories over here. I mean, if you're saying according to the second side, okay, so he failed on that account, but in terms of Geneva, it was a good Shmira, so it implies they're two separate responsibilities. In terms of the responsibility of one, he failed, responsibility of the other, he succeeded. So we want to judge each one independently. It happened to be that the failure of the fire didn't come to anything, and it was stolen. So then it turns out, Lamaisa, he was anonymous. But if you're going to say we look at the Gavra as a Shomer, as one unified task, protecting the object. So then, if you fail on half, then you fail in your definition of being a Shomer. So now you're a Poshea as a Shomer, and like Tosa says, from that pshia was the somehow we can connect back the result to that pshia, therefore you're going to be chayav. Okay, that just seems to be a preliminary step. Okay, now so if we wanted to put it into a positive formulation, so we would say according to the side says tchilas pshia b'sof avonis is chayav. So how would you formulate the halacha? So you'd say that you're chayav if you're Shia in Shmira, if your lack of being a good Shomer resulted in the harm, then you're Chayev. Right. Who's Chayev?
Not necessarily so. Yeah, not only if what you're Poshea on resulted in...
I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you are defined as a Shomer, if you are lacking in your identity as a Shomer, and that results in the object's harm, then you're going to be chayev. Right? Because when are you chayev? If I entrust to you as a shomer, as long as you maintain your identity as a shomer, meaning there's no pshia in your shmira, per se, and if you lack in your identity as a shomer, you act not like a good shomer, and that results in harm, then you're going to be chayev. Because you'll be putter as long as you maintain your identity as a qualified, diligent shomer. But if you lack in being a shomer, if you lack in the institution of being a shomer, and of course that somehow results in harm, then you'll be chayev. The other way would be saying, you're going to be chayev if a lack in your maisa shmir results in the harm. Not in the gavra. Okay, so here his Maisa Shmira on Geneva was good, So that didn't result in any harm. And he didn't lack in his Maisa Shmir Geneva. And the harm was from Geneva, and there was no lack in that Maisa Shmir Geneva. Right, just like you could be a posheya and not chayev if nothing happens. If you're a posheya and that had no relationship to what did happen, you're also not going to be chayev. That's tosis. Has to be some relationship, for sure. Even according to tchila b'pshiyah v'sof bonus. All right, let's take a look at the Gemara Lama Vav. Okay, it's a little bit complicated. Lama Vav, no. Not ready. You don't understand factually what you're saying, or?
I understand factually, I just don't understand how...
Let's take the case in Lama Vav and Beis, okay? We're gonna go like this. Itmar. Pasha bova yatsisa lo'agam, umesa kedarka. Okay, so let's say you were watching an animal, Rashi. Shelo no'al bifanea kira. You were a poshea. How are you a poshea? You were watching somebody's animal, and you were a poshea. How are you a poshea? You didn't tie it up properly. V'yotza lo'agam, it went out into a swamp. Mokom she'ina mishtamereh sham etzel ze'evim v'lo etzel ganavim. So you let it go out into a place that it was exposed to the harm of wolves and thieves. Umihu, however, lo achlua lo ze'evim, lo ganavim, but it didn't actually get eaten by the ze'evim or the ganavim. What did happen to it? Mesa, it died. So that's that. That would be the very same, similar setup. That would be the setup. Da'avi tchilaso, Rashi says b'pshia, shema yitrafu ze'evim. Visofo lo of the bosapshia, ella bidavash hu ones. So Rashi is pretty clear over here. Now it's in terms of the animal that you were watching. So it was tchilasa bipshia because you allowed it to, you exposed it to the harm of being eaten by the animals. But in the end of the day, that's not what happened to it. In the end of the day, you were lucky in terms of the pshia. No animals or thieves attacked it, and it just dropped dead. So that would seem to be a classic tchilas of pshia of a silver bonus. So Abaye said, Mishmei de Rabba, that Abaye Mishmei de Rabba Omar chayev. Okay, so maybe paskins tchilas of pshia of a silver bonus chayev. Rabba Mishmei de Rabba Omar Pater. Okay, so maybe it's machlokas. Abaye mishmei rabba omar chayav kol dayana delo doin ki haidina lav dayanu. Not only are you chayav, not only is that the halacha that you're chayav, if you don't know this din, you're not qualified to be a dayan. Lo mi boi leman damar tchilas of pshia v'sof v'on is chayav, di chayav. This is not dependent on the machlokas. Of course, if you paskin tchilas of pshia v'sof v'on is chayav, you'd be chayav. But even if you hold in general that tchilas of b'pshia v'sof v'onis is pater, over here you would agree that you're chayev. My time, adamrinan havlo da'agma katla. Strange. We say that the air of the bog killed it.
You have the what?
Swamp.
He's
saying it's not dependent on that. It's not dependent on that. Both sides of the machlokas over there would agree that in this case you're chayev. Let's see Rashi. Lo mi boi leman darma lekaman bepirkin gabi Yehuda osav zuzi de pikadon betzarifa de orvani davi pshiyusa legabi nura unitirus legabi ganavi veignav legneva legabi shomachinim onazu. Certainly, according to that side, you'll be chayev. Now, what's that case? Rashi is explaining you, giving you the heart of the matter, the essence of the case, where you watched it in terms of one, it was a complete shmira in terms of one harm, and a pshia in terms of the other, and the harm that the shmira was on occurred. Ela fiul amandam arpata hachayev. Dehasam leka pshiusa elalein nura. So over here, there's no pshia in terms of the geneva at all. There's a firewall between the two, and you did a perfect shmira on the geneva. Of alhacha ikalameimar bepshia mesa. It's possible to say it died from pshia. How? Shim hoisa babayas lo mesa. Maybe if it stayed home, it wouldn't have died. V'yitziyaso la'agam hi pshias misasa. Maybe taking it to the agam or letting it go into the agam was a pshia in its misa. D'shema hevel amotzi ba'agam katla. Maybe the bad air in the swamp killed it. So it's difficult. So Abaye seems to be asserting that the air of the agam is dangerous. Now this raises a lot of problems. Okay.
So why is it any different than any Tchila B'Shir Sof Bonus case?
So because you know that the Agam has bad air, so you know that's a B'Shir.
So then it could be just full B'Shir.
Exactly. So why isn't it just B'Shir all the way through?
So then why are we bringing up as a case of Tchila B'Shir?
Yeah.
No, but aren't we saying this is not a case of the loss of B'Shir?
Well,
Sof Bonus?
It is, in other words, is that really what Abaye is saying? That's the question. Is Abaye really saying here that the agam is a full-blown pshia? I mean, let's say you would have, walked it into the agam.
I mean, clearly
on a leash.
Wolves and thieves live there. It's not 100%.
No, in terms of the air. In terms of the air.
Right, other creatures live there. It's not, meaning you can't.
Right. Nothing, they're not all dropping dead over there. And Rashi's putting it very, you know, maybe, a big maybe. Okay, that's one side. That's one side.
What's the problem saying that that's the reason why?
Well, what does he mean that that's the reason why? Maybe that's the reason why? I mean, what kind of a level of certainty are we talking about?
Meaning if you know that it's possible that the animal's gonna die due to the hevel, you're being a pusha.
But is he really serious about that? Does he really mean that it's a full blown pshia? And just to take an animal to the agam, you'd be a pusha as a shomer? Then it wouldn't even have any. No, look. The fact that he says that in this case tchilas b'shiva sof avonis would hold you chayiv, it implies it has some relevance to tchilas b'shiva sof avonis. It's not simply a pshia tchilas b'shiva sof pshia case.
Maybe just saying that since you don't know for certain, you can't swear that it died normally.
Okay, that's a possibility. Let's go a little further. Now, Rava mishmei de Rava amar pater, and Rava says you're pater in the name of Rava. And he's just as emphatic. Kol dayano de lo doin ki haidin alav dayano. Okay, so apparently Abai and Rava wouldn't sit in the basin together. Okay. Mi boy, lo mi boy, leman dama tchilas abshiya v'sofon is potter. So certainly if you hold tchilas abshiya v'sofon is potter, then you're potter. Ela afil leman dama chayev hacha potter. So they're like svaras hafuchos, right? But even if in general you hold chayev, here you would say you're pater. Why? My taima damrinan malach hamavas malihacha malihasam. Ela filu Rashi leman damar.
That's being a big assumption.
Right. Hold on. Where's Rashi? Malihacha. That's the first one? Yeah. Aval hasam gabi zuzi im shomram kilchasam de kaimalan ksafamein lam shmira ella bikarka. I see. Rashi throws in now. Lo nignavu. See? Rashi's like Tosus. And he says, but over there, if he would have done the best possible shmira, he's not obligated as a shomer to do the best possible shmira. He's obligated to do a competent shmira. Not obligated to put it into Fort Knox. Right? But if he did the best possible shmira, it wouldn't have gotten stolen. Even though we still say it's a sufficient shmira and he's an ones, miu ayide shelo shomar kedin shmirasam avdu, but we can still sort of link up the cause of the theft to the fact that he didn't do the best shmira, and the not doing the best shmira was a pshia in terms of fire. So there is a causal link between his pshia and the theft. Of al parazu im hayisa babayas nami hayisa mesa, but this para no matter where you put it, it would have died. The Malach HaMavis doesn't care where the where his victim is. So there's no causal relationship between the pshia and the demise of the animal. So it's a big question now. I mean, Rava, it's almost like they're arguing on the facts too. Abai is saying, well, maybe it was the heir, and Rava is saying, no, the Malach HaMavis, and he doesn't care where the thing is. Now he says, Umodi Abai di Hodra Lebe Maro Mesa the Potter. Abai agrees if you brought it back to the house, and then it died, you'd be Potter. My timer da Hodra Lov, Alek Lamema Havla Dagma Katla. So he agrees, Abai, that if you let the animal out, it wandered around the field, and it came back, and then died when it got home, you'd be Potter. That he agrees. Because then you can't say the Agam, then you can't say there's any relationship between the Agam and the
And do we say that the hevel is poisonous or that it suffocates it?
It's some poisonous.
So then how can you say that if it leaves?
No, it's not. It's just from the agam.
So then it didn't die from the agam. Then it didn't die from the agam.
Why? It's toxic.
No, it's only a shema. It's only a shema, and if it would have encountered that noxious fume, it would have died on where it was. The fact that it made all the way back. Right. Umodi Rava kol hecha de igneva gonav ba'aga lemesa kedarka beganav dechayev. And Rava agrees, if it was stolen in the agam, and then died in the house of the ganav, you would be chayev. My taima di ishovka malach hamavas bebeisei de ganova hava kaima. It was basically because once it's stolen, mishas geneva, it's already you're already chayev. Even if the Malach HaMavis wouldn't have killed it, you'd be chayev. Okay, all right. Well, because once the animal is stolen, you're chayev as a shomer. Doesn't matter what happens to it later.
Oh, but if you get it back, then you just have to return the cow.
Right, but the fact that it was stolen and then the Malach HaMavis killed it, that's not.
You don't have a cow to get back.
Right, you're not going to be part. Okay, anyway, so that's the problem over here. The problem is. What's the machlokas of Baye and Rava? So it comes out another somewhat of a complex issue now. It would seem that Abaye and Rava each have slightly different ways of learning the original machlokas of Tchilas B'Shiyah Sofon is Chayev or Pater. According to Abaye, it's Pashat that if you hold Chayev, it's Chayev here. And not only that, if you hold Pater, it's Chayev here. And according to Rava, on the contrary, it's Pashat that if you hold Pater, it's Pater here. But even if you hold Chayev, it's Pater here. So they're missing each other. They're not even, they're not on the same plane.
But even if we're talking about the Chilas of Bishiyah,
yeah.
Sof Avonis?
In other words, they're arguing about whether, how you compare this case to the original case. Right? Abaye says it's much worse than the original case. And even the one who in the original case says you're Pater would agree you're Chayev here. And according to Rava, it's much better than the original case. Even the ones over there who say Chayev would say Pater here.
Meaning he's the one who says...
Right, so let's take a look at the... So Abaye is the one that's difficult. I mean, because he's asserting this maybe. And what does he mean? How does this fit into Tchilas B'Shiyah Sof Avonis? Is he really saying the guy's a Poshea, a Mitchila? And Besof? Because the Agam, he exposed it to the noxious fumes of the Agam? Alright, let's take a look at the Riva. The Riva explains this. You have the Riva there? Okay, so the Riva is like this. Pirish Rashi Zal, the Hosam Lake of Pshiuso Lagabi Ganovi, the Ganvua, Elling and Nura, of Alhochikla Mema Bipshia Mesa, Shema Hevel Hamotisham Katla. So Rashi explains that Abaye means maybe the heir killed it. What does Abaye actually say? Right, Havla da Agma Katla. So Rashi downgrades it a little bit, right? Not Havla Dagma Katla necessarily, but maybe Havla Dagma Katla. Correct? Now, the Ritva is very, very sharp. He says like this, Ulechora hayanira delo itzrich abayi lomer taima da avira da agam katla elo lamanda mahasam gabi tsarifa de orvani potter. Lechora, meaning like a first glance, you know, you would think to say that you only need the reason that maybe the agam killed it according to the side, I'm sorry, that you don't need the reasoning that maybe the avir of the agam killed it, except for the one that holds pater. But for the one who holds chayev, even if the agam didn't kill it, you'd be chayev. In other words, you might learn like this. You might be tempted to think that according to Abaye, he's saying, if you hold chiloso b'pshia v'sofa v'onis is chayev, then in this case you chayev no matter what. Even if you think malach hamavos like Rava. But if you hold potter, I'll tell you, you're still chayev, because we could really say maybe it was the agam that killed it. But you might think that you don't need the idea that maybe the agam killed it if you hold chiloso b'pshia v'sofa v'onis is chayev anyway. Maybe you'll learn any pshia in the beginning and any onus in the end, you chayev.
Sort of like if you got stolen.
Sort of like.
Once he gets stolen, then you're chayev.
Says, "Avol lamandar mechayev, hocha chayev belav time edavir de'agma katla. Avol ef shel farish kain." But you cannot say that. "Tahamandar mar hosam chayev." Because the one who over there says you're chayev, hayu lefisha ba haones arie machmas hapshia. It still has to be some relationship between the ones and the pshia. She'ilu lo posha legabe nura, hayatomnam bekarka v'sulo osuganovi v'shoklileg. Because if you would not have been a posheya by the fire, what would you have done? You would have buried them. Like Tosos. And then it wouldn't have happened. Aval hacha afilu lo posha bo klal v'lo yotza l'chutz havekotu lo malach hamoves kevan de omrit lo nemo havlo de agam katla. If you're going to say that the malach hamoves will get it wherever it is, so then you would have to admit that you're pater over here. L'chein yesh lomar al korchach. And you have to also say this same idea for Rava, that he's going back on the other two. His Malach HaMavis theory is going back on the other two. So let's just get this factually straight now. According to Abaye, there always has to be a connection, some connection between the pshia and the occurrence of the onus, just like Tosa said. And when he says maybe the agam killed it, that's not only for the side of tchilas of pshia of sof onus is potter. It's even for the side of Tchilaso B'Pshia V'Sofa Ba'ones is Chayev. Because even Tchilaso B'Pshia V'Sofa Ba'ones Chayev, according to Abaye, who seems to have a strict interpretation of it, it never means just an arbitrary rule. You are a Poshea, therefore you're Chayev. Has to be that the Pshia in some way caused the loss. There's no rule, there's no... That would be completely arbitrary. So you are a posheya, therefore you're chayev. No, it has to be you're a posheya, and the pshia.
That's not like Tosos then.
Yeah, this is like Tosos. The pshia has to be.
It's exactly like
Tosos. The pshia has to. You have to be able to say that the onus would not have occurred without the pshia in some way.
So otherwise it's a knas and it's not a pina.
Otherwise there's no relationship, there's no causal relationship.
What is stealing?
No, that's
what he says. He says if you would have protected it from the fire, you would have buried it. And burying it is a better shmira. You're not obligated to do the burying in terms of Geneva.
Something happened.
No, according to that.
So if it was a fireproof object, that there's no chash that it would ever burn, and you put it in the birdcage, you'd be potter.
So, one more time.
So he's just showing you that Abaye is not making some, it's not just some arbitrary rule, that if you're a posheya, you're chayev. It has to be that your pshius has to have led to the ones in some way.
So that's why you need the case of the Hevel killing it.
That's right.
Why don't you that's view it? Why yeah. do you view it as what's that rule where you stick out your hand and you?
Nice yeah, like this. V'hikshu b'tosos came under sfir leila baye de avira de agam katla. Tosus asks, if Abaye really holds that the heir of the Agam killed it, my iriyam imnesha poshabo viyotza me'eleha, then why are we talking about a case where he was a posheya and it went out by itself? Afilu holicha hu vihikifa choma shel barzel. Even if he took it out under his watch and he put it in the Agam and he surrounded it with iron walls, so it can't be attacked by lions and tigers and thieves. Nami yehichayev imhei mida ba'agam. Now, pasha l'gabi havlo. So Abaye should have a different halacha. There should be a new halacha going to Abaye. If you take the animal that you're supposed to be watching into an agam and it dies, you chayev. If the heir of the agam really is deadly, then why is it that you're only chayev because of the heir of the agam when you are a posheya and it left? Even if you took it there, you should be chayav. But the implication is if you took it there and you guarded it from ze'evim and ganavim in the agam, you wouldn't be chayav. It's only because you were, that's the thing, Yisrael. That's why it's only because you were a posheya initially, now for some reason we consider that the agam killed it. But if you really mean the agam is a deadly place for animals, then it should just be a halacha. Even if I take the animal to the agam and I watch it, I should be chayav.
And then you'd be more chayav for bringing it.
Even more. V'tirtzu, dehavlo de'agam lo shchiach de'kotel l'chiyuvi elei. That, now we have to get the facts. Okay, so finally getting down to the facts. You must stipulate the facts are the heir of the agam is very unlikely to kill the animal. This is somewhere you were going. Once you are a posheya in terms of something, meaning exposing it to the harm of the ze'evim and the ganavim, talinan ba kol midi. We throw everything on it. Vafilu milsa de lo shchicha. Kevan de efshar de mayis klal machmosa. So it's a funny formulation. It was basically saying,
because now there's some sort of
pshia, we will say anything that could have killed it, killed it. And then we'll blame you.
Well, what was the pshia in this case?
You let it wander among the Avim and Ganovim.
So is that why he brings all these strange cases?
Oh, because the burden of proof is on you.
V'dafka ki hada hocha, only like this, tapshia harishona is a pshia gemura. So if you're a posheya gemura in the beginning, kevan shelo nol b'fanin hakiroi, uposha bo legabi ganovim v'zeivim, v'chol dover, mashenikim b'tzarifa da'arvani, dafilu mai de posha legabi nura lohaya pshia gemura, the kama zimnin de matzni bailem hosam velo misla ba nura. V'yishloma de b'shem kochu de rava nokat posha ba. Okay, what's he saying in the end? So that's why he's saying, even though in general yol tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa b'onis is chayav, right, is pater, over here, since it was a pshia gemura in the beginning, and there's a slight chance that the agam would kill it, now we attribute any slight chance as the cause of death, and you become the cause of that harm.
Why can't you just say that even according to the one who says tichilas to pshia b'sof ones?
So the point is, it's not really a pshia b'sof. It's not objectively a pshia b'sof, because the harm of the agam is not an objective harm. It's not a clear harm.
It's not something that
you
have to guard.
It's not something that you would be a posheya for if you took the animal there under your care. But for some reason, once you're a posheya in terms of geneva and trefa, then we sort of elevate every possible harm to a actual harm. Every small chance of harm, and then you consider the posheya in terms of that.
So why is that different really than the case of like?
So that's what he says in the end. He says, but the case of the box, that's not a pshia gemura by the fire. He says that's not considered like a pshia gemura for fire. He says because there
is that also like the hevel.
He says the kama zimnin the matzni bailam hasam velo misla beinura. He says the average homeowner sometimes does that too. Can't consider him a real poshea. Can't say he didn't do any type of shmira even for the fire. He did a bad shmira by the fire, but not a non-shmira by the fire. He didn't just, it's not like he left the door open and let the animal walk out. That's a zero. And he's trying to work with this problem. See, that's why Abaye is saying over here it's different. Over there, it's very intricate.
Although cases are slightly different.
Right, he's saying if that case by the fire was the same as this case, then that guy would definitely say Yechayev.
So he's saying that it has to first be a Poshia Gemura?
So let's see, let's just set it up then. So Rabbi is learning like this, that over there in the case of the money, he was a Poshia Legabi Nura, but not a Poshia Gemura Legabi Nura. Right? And what?
Well, no, there was no Shmur against fire.
Yeah. But he said it's not a Shmur.
There's no need to worry about fire?
What does he say in the end? Yesh Lomach Shem Kocha Deroba Nokat Posha Bo. Apparently he's not sure. He has two answers. The question is, why does it say Posha Bo? So this is the first answer. The first answer is it says Posha Bo because in order to be Chayiv on the Agam, he has to be a real Posheya for the Geneva. Otherwise you wouldn't regard the Agam. The second answer is it just says Posha Bo for the Koach of Rava.
In regards to one who says Pater,
that even though he was a Poshea, he still is Pater, according to Rava. So apparently this whole formulation he's not sure about. But I think the Rush has the same answer. The same type of answer. He says, he also says, Pasha Bavios, right. He says, Velo shate pshia gemura le'inyin hevel. Can't say the guy's a real poshea by the hevel. Dim kain afilu hotzia hu ba'atzmo la'agam mesim chayev. Velishna de Pasha Bavioso la'agam mashma lefisha posha shalo shomer shlote la'agam. Shema yitrefu az evma yegnevua ganovim mechayev abaya im mesa kedarka av im holichol aga mesa kedarka lo mechayev afagav the lav pshia gemuri lingin mesa elamitoch sheposha leinin zeevim chayev af mesa kedarka afil amadam etchilosu b'chilosu v'nis potter lefisha gam leinin misa yesh pshia ktsas she ribo yehevel motzi ba'agam yoser. The Shema Havla the Agma Kotla. Velo Domi Litzarifa de Orvini. The Hasam Lake of Pshia Klali in Ganavi. The Ain Roy Lignov Sham Yosir Mashim Hayu Timunim Bekarka. So he's a little bit less, similar vein as the Ritva. But basically he's trying to explain that it doesn't mean that the Agam is really a Pshia Gemur to take it to the Agam. But there is a slight, there's an elevated risk in the Agam. Let's say that. Not enough of a risk to consider you a poshea if you took it there. But, since you're a poshea by the Geneva, and that led it to the Agam, where there is more of a chance of this death than others, than in other places, then, like the Ritva says, will be tola the misa of the Agam on you. But what's Rava's way? I mean, so what does Rava hold? I mean, it's difficult. Are they arguing facts? Rava's saying it would have died here, it would have died there.
I think since you can't prove to me for sure that it's going to die over there, just like he's saying, there's a chance that it's going to die over here.
Right.
Yeah, you understand.
It's a question of who the burden of proof is on.
It does sound like that kind of a problem. Who the burden of proof is on? Sounds like Rava, according to Abaye, the burden of proof shifts onto the Shomer, since he was a total negligent person, and he has to prove it had nothing to do with him, and he can't.
Yeah,
according to Rava, he wasn't a posheya in terms of Rava. We could still, over here, even though over there you consider one to be a pshia that invades the entire Shmira, here for some reason he doesn't think that.
No, I think that by...
let's work on it for tomorrow, yeah.